Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for chance is fair.
We ask for chance is fair.
Chance equal our strife.
Chance equal our strife.
Chance do or dare.
Chance do or dare.
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the code.
Let it be by the code.
Faith and the honor held high.
Faith and the honor held high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Day by day.
Day by day.
We get better and better.
We get better and better.
Do we
get
BB?
Do we
get BB? Young BB.
Young BB.
He was the Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now with Greg Ethan Hooks.
In probably his last healthy appearance on Greg Ethan Hooks. After he I don't even know. I'm so nervous. The more we've gotten to this, only because we're all old, I'm nervous that this may not be a good idea for us to like ridiculously go out here and try to snap a football, block you, and run by you. It might be bad for everyone. Like, I see a scenario where Hooks gets there, but he trips, falls into the back of my legs, and then you fall onto me and Hooks, and we all have torn, like, some...
Dead.
Just going to be an old, injured guy pile.
God, and we're all going to be groaning.
You be quarterback, he'll come at you, and you'll look like Mason Rudolph.
Oh, man. Somebody's think so?
Yeah, somebody's definitely tearing an Achilles.
When you tackle a quarterback, do you go head first? Right into their chin.
Yeah, obviously. Like that's the technique, isn't it? Isn't that what they teach these days?
Yeah,
my
God.
That's the move, right?
Should the NFL have fined
Earl Thomas
for that hit on Mason Rudolph? Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh,
is it
Christmas.
Ugly?
Oh, my
it
gosh. You should. He gets hit. Rudolph is throwing the ball. He's rolling left. There's a guy behind him that's about to hit him.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas is bearing down on him. So he turns and he kind of elevates himself up to throw a ball downfield. As soon as he lets go of it, Thomas's helmet hits him right on the chin.
Ugh.
Other dude hits him from behind. And you can see on it, as soon as it happens, he's out cold.
Yeah.
Before, like, he died on his feet. And then he hits the ground. And it's one of the most brutal things I've seen in a while.
He's out cold before he hits the ground.
We have, like, one of the greatest flag football centers of all time said he'd come down and snap the football in studio and show us how it's done.
He just
that?
He could do Josh Tanner. He could get out
nice.
Here. Nice.
It'd be awesome. I'd
free.
Love to see it.
That dude can snap a football.
Good.
I'll
love it.
He was my center for a while.
We're going to need somebody who can.
Yes. Hooks, he's been practicing.
Somebody. I practiced.
Hold on. Yeah. Hey, you know what we ought to do? How about we do this instead? Why don't we put down a side bet? We'll figure out what it is off the air. We're going to go set up a broomstick and a cup, and then we're going to stand, 7 yards?
Yeah.
We're going to stand 7 yards away and see who can drill that cup.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah. How are we going to get the broomstick to stand?
I'll whittle it with my knife.
That's why he's a doctor.
And then I'll stab it in the ground.
Rudy Jay can just hold it.
Wait, he just pulled a knife out of his pocket.
I did, right here.
I know, we always carry that thing.
I'm good, man.
All right.
You never know when I got to go fishing and I need a knife
That's
to cut my line
point
or something.
Right there. Catch something big, right? Toothy.
We're in one of my all-time favorite Huskers, one of probably the greatest wingback of all time, actually. Kelly Prater.
I already know.
Kelly Prater just texted the show and said, if you guys do this with Dane, you're going to come out of this looking like me. Now, if he means like in my face, I'm nervous. If it means he's still spry and fast,
is he gonna,
at
like,
50 years old. So if it's that way, then I'm all right.
What time
all right.
Is, when he hits me, am I going to shrink?
He is short.
I'm already short. Oh, so
can you get much more?
No. I just want to know.
That was a Hobbit joke. Yeah, when you know a guy's short, if Bill Hooks says you're short.
Yeah, exactly.
If Bill Hooks is making fun of your height, you're in trouble.
Oh, man, Hooksy. Coming at you.
Man, Hooks.
Hey.
Good thing that mound's elevated.
How you doing, Doc?
I'm good. Doing well.
Do you want to get... I got some shaving cream if you want to fix
No, I'm good. It's just been one of those weeks where I was kind of like, do I want to cut it this morning?
You have more hair than I thought you did.
Yeah, I know. The problem is, it's
right there.
If it gets any longer than this, though, you can really tell that it's real thin.
It's kind of filling in up here in the top.
Are you one of those guys
where
it's like you got a thick tuff of hair here and then behind it kind of
I got the horseshoe. Yeah, yeah, kind of a horseshoe thing going on there.
You could do that.
Yeah, but it looks bad.
You could pull it off.
We should go for that 1 week.
Yeah.
Let it grow in and then up here just get it.
You know, I did that once when I was a resident. I decided I wasn't going to shave and I wasn't going to cut my hair for one rotation, which is 10 weeks. And my wife about murdered me before I was done. I had the world's ugliest, grossest, like 14-year-old chin strap beard.
And it took 10 weeks?
Nice. Yeah. But I went to work like that every day, which tells you the kind of place I was working at. Yeah. It was all right.
Nice.
10 weeks.
That's good stuff.
It took me a full 10 weeks to get something that bad.
What was the guy on Anchorman that's the sports anchor? What's his name on there? You could go as him. He's got that same hair thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I can picture the guy. I can't think of his name. You could pull that off.
You could 100%. I could. But you'd make it look good.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think so.
I'd make it look.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd make it look.
People would look.
All right, DDT. So the question that we were getting from a lot of the people, like the 12, wanted us to ask you about playing in cold weather. Specifically, you know, people are worried about the snap of the football. That's a hot topic this week.
Sure.
A lot of people worried about, you know, gripping it and being able to throw the football too. Mm-hmm. What's that football like when you get to a 30-degree day where it's kind of rainy a little bit and nasty outside?
Yeah, so with the cold weather, the ball gets a little harder, a little firmer. But at that point, everybody's got gloves on, and anymore about everybody wears gloves full time. I don't know if Cam has been wearing gloves when he snaps. I don't think he has.
Dude, I could not wear, when it's wet, those gloves to me are slick when it's wet.
They've changed, though.
Have they changed them up in the last
Even when I was playing, they weren't, even when it was wet, I didn't notice that they were slippery.
Really?
At all.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they've gotten better. So I would be, wouldn't surprise me at all if we see Cam wearing gloves in this game just because it's going to be so cold. And if that's the case, he's been wearing them all week with his snaps. That's just not going to be something he changes on the spot. But, yeah, catching the ball a little tougher because there's less give to it and getting hit stings just a little bit more. Back when I was playing, they wouldn't let us wear sleeves because technically I was a running back, even though nobody was giving me the ball, right? And, it smarts a little bit when you take one on the skin.
Sure.
Right there. Yeah.
Was there any, it's been reported out there, like that Yahoo up in Minnesota, their coach has talked about tactics they're using to get ready.
Yeah.
With the ice, this, and the wet footballs. Coach Frost came out and said the most they're doing is getting in out of cold tubs.
Sure.
Did you guys, when you were playing, mentally prepare a different way or anything like that going into cold weather games? Because I know sometimes you see them, I think, was it us last year? Or I forget where it was, that all the receivers, everybody rolled out and warmed up without shirts on.
Yeah. That's great. High fives.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing. It's just cold weather, man. It's cold weather. I grew up playing ice hockey, right? And I helped coach my kids' ice hockey team, right?
God bless you.
And you're out there on an ice rink, right? Yeah, and you're there, right, with Tanner last year. And those kids, remember what Tanner was like when he came
dripping
off the ice?
Dripping
with sweat.
And by the way, in where they practice hockey at, it's like minus 15 inside there.
Exactly. So if you're moving and active, guess what? You're warm. And now they have heated benches on the sidelines and blowers everywhere, pumping heat out everywhere on those sidelines. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have most of that stuff when I was even playing, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just not a big deal. People make a big deal out of it. It is not a big deal. You can always put on a shirt and tights, and you're absolutely fine.
Okay. Dane, we had a question coming in on Twitter. I'm going to interrupt the conversation to ask this. I think it's a really good one. Your career long, do you know how many yards that was?
Rush?
Yeah.
My career long rush was 4 yards.
4 yards.
What does it say?
Was it a reception against Oklahoma? Oh, you went for 17.
Yes, it was a catch against Oklahoma.
So the question coming in was 17 yards. How tired were you at the end of that play?
pretty tired.
Were you exhausted? Like, why did I run so far?
17 yards, a long way for me to go.
You got 10 yards, and you were like, this was a bad decision.
I was definitely in on the next play. I did have one game against Missouri. Against Missouri, one game, I caught back-to-back catches.
Whoa.
Each for, like, 15 yards.
Did you not run for 8 yards against Nicholls State? Or was that a catch?
No, I got a reception against
God,
Nicholls
you
State.
Are just a...
Two catches
you're
against
like
Nicholls State.
Stole the ball to Dane.
Yep. A one-yard touchdown, my only touchdown ever. High fives all around.
Yes.
And then Zach had to dump one down to me when we didn't have
it. Do you know who Larry Centers is?
No.
He played for the Cardinals.
Mm-mm.
He was a fullback. He averaged like... actually, I'm going to give you this real quick. You're going to laugh so hard. Hang on, Larry. I want to get his stats up. Because I think the NFL missed out on you being the next Larry Centers. He was a fullback who played for the Cardinals. And here were his seasons. You're going to laugh so hard. Well, actually, take a wild guess how many career receptions you think Larry Centers.
How many years
did
he play?
He's a fullback. He played from 1990 to 2003.
Holy Christmas.
He had 105.
I think he had 150.
Career receptions for fullback Larry Centers. And this is why I'm thinking you might have been the next Larry Centers. Career receptions. And remember when this was?
Yeah.
Very
that's
rare.
In the 90s.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, this is going to be a ridiculous number.
827 receptions.
He caught 70 passes a year.
Yeah, he had in 95, he caught 101 receptions on his own right as a fullback.
That's
he started
incredible.
At fullback, yeah. So I think the NFL missed out on
the
next
just,
Larry Centers.
You know, they're the still regretting that today.
Who is the quarterback looking for the time?
There are a million of them. He played, you know, this is how awesome this is. If you look at his deal, you'd think he played for what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. He played for 4. It's just he was so old that it was the Phoenix Cardinals when he played for him instead of.
Well, you know, I still got a chance. I could call up old Coach Callahan right now.
Hey, you
could.
Hey,
ask him if he needs somebody.
Need somebody.
Get out there.
You know?
You just print off your like stats.
I'll take a check.
You just print off your stats and send it to him. Go.
Yeah.
I am available.
Hey, remember
I am available.
Me?
Also, when I get hurt, I'll be able to take care of myself.
Exactly.
On the
I don't
field.
Need your.
No
so
deal.
I'll save you guys money.
Just go out there and get put on IR.
Are you all fired? What if Callahan, it'll be a very Bill Callahan move to actually do well the rest of the year.
100%.
And then keep that job.
Yeah. That'd be very Bill Callahan. That's how he got the Raiders job, right?
Yes. I'll never forget the day he got hired at Nebraska. We were all like, oh my God, we're going to be a passing offense and we have a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Head coach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were stoked. Oh, I was a little bit nervous because I'm sitting there going, oh, well, there goes my position.
There I go. Did he have Todd Ritchie at Oakland, though?
Yeah.
Todd Ritchie was a beast.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he just ran people over.
Dude had a gash in his forehead at all times.
Yes. See, you,
at
that
all
was
times.
You. You could do that.
Played the electric guitar. They used to run specials on that, how he'd play the electric guitar, like in the locker room.
That's awesome. But yeah, so no, you could have been the, can you believe that, 800 catches?
That's insane.
827.
How many did, you know who was caught a lot of passes in his career was Corey Schlesinger. I wonder how many receptions he had in his career.
I'll give it to you right now. He was, he was such a good, I'm going to have to.
Corey's a great dude, too. He used to come work out with us in the summers.
By the way, you still look like your photo.
Yeah, just so
from
much.
The university.
Yeah, my neck obviously is the same size.
Your neck. In
I picked up an extra chin since then.
Your neck in this picture goes from your ears to your shoulders.
I know, man, it just goes straight out sideways, man.
That's so excellent. That makes me so happy. Oh, I see here.
Schlesinger caught 197 catches for almost like 1,450 yards. Average 7.3. Long of 43.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Rumbling.
My favorite all time, I think, and now I'm blanking on his name. He was the dude that played for the Ravens and then the Chargers at fullback. He never touched
Lorenzo
the ball.
Lorenzo Neal.
Yes, and he never touched the ball.
Lorenzo Neal.
He was literally there just to blow people up.
Yeah, 100%. That's
and
all
just,
he did.
Yes, Lorenzo Neal was
He
awesome.
Had the world's biggest neck roll.
Yes, he did.
It was like above his head. It was so big.
You know who was awesome, too? Tony Richardson in Kansas City.
Yep, Tony Richardson
he was a
good.
Stud. He could actually run the rock, though.
Yeah.
They used him as a primary running back one year, and he was awesome. What happened, Hux?
You're right. You said Lorenzo Neal, and I looked. He played from 93 to 2008.
Hang on. Can I guess how many carries he
how
had
many
in his career?
How many carries did he have in his
like
career?
Like seven?
226.
Oh, wow. That's way more than I would have ever guessed.
807 total yards.
When do you have his year-by-year stats sitting there? When was his, let's go 6 years, how many carries did he have total? Like five?
This is going to be hard on Bill.
No.
He can't 18, see that.
16, 29, 29, 13, and 12.
Wow, he was getting about a carry a
now,
game.
One from, to two a game.
Now, from the years of 1998 into 2002, 5, 2, 1, 5, 9.
Yeah, there we go.
That's more what I remember him being.
Hey, six total that mirrors, touchdowns.
That mirrors my college numbers right there. Right, number of carries.
But you are an accomplished catcher of the football.
3 years?
Boy, this is a great one. His first year in 1993, he played in two games. He had 21 carries for 175 yards with a long of 74.
Wow. Did you ever go to the huddle and tell Zach to get you that damn ball?
No, but there was a time when I told him he can't throw me the ball.
Yeah, are you serious? What? Tell me this.
Oh, you never heard that?
No, what was going on here?
Man.
What's this story?
Okay, so disclaimer.
Yeah.
All right.
He still threw it at you?
No. You can't do this anymore for all the listeners. Okay. So this was back pre-concussion knowledge and understanding kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So
this was the day that you realized I need to go to school and be a doctor.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So we're playing at USC, right? And Ray Maaluga is the middle linebacker. And Coach Callahan had decided and told us all week, listen, we are just going to pound the ball against these guys all week, right? And so we got our first 12. The first play of the game is straight ISO right up the middle. So I go and hit Ray. Break my helmet on the very first play of the game.
Okay? Are you serious?
Second play of the game, I'm not supposed to be out there anyway, right? So go off to the sideline, grab Matt Senske's helmet, who's the backup fullback, throw it on.
Doesn't fit quite right.
All right.
Get back out there. Third play of the game, exact same ISO against Ray. We go hit each other straight on. We both straight up in the middle, and then it's like a tower falling over. We both just tip sideways and get to the ground. And I stand up and I can tell there's something not quite right.
Yeah.
So I stand there and I'm staring in the general direction of our sideline with my hands on my hips and just holding perfectly still. Ray gets up, stumbles sideways about four steps and falls down and gets back up again.
Oh my God.
My buddy Barrett Rude called me the next day after the game and he goes, Todd, I saw you after that third play. You were out.
Yeah.
And he was not wrong. So thank goodness we were punting then next play. We punt, go off. I couldn't see from me to 30 feet away for the rest of the first half.
Oh, my God.
But I was fine. My vision was a little blurry, but I felt absolutely fine. I was just like, what is going on?
And again, kids, this is a different time. You tell your coach.
Yes, you
tell your coach.
Don't do
immediately.
This.
All right, now continue.
And
story.
So I play the rest of the half.
Yeah.
Well, there's the classic Spider 2 Wide Banana is full.
Yeah, Spider
2
Wide Banana, baby.
We call up that play on the next drive, and I look at Zach, and I said, Zach, you can't throw me the ball. And he goes, why not? I can't see you.
What did Zach say?
So I'm primary receiver, and Zach's like, oh, man. So he's got to throw it somewhere else because I've run it out there in the flat, and I'm looking back, and I can see the white jerseys, but I can't tell.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
By halftime, I was completely cleared up and fine. And
you made through protocol.
Yeah.
I had no problems at all from it, but it was really strange. But, I broke my helmet on the first play of that game.
Wow.
Solid move.
It's like Varsity Blues when they're how many fingers am I holding up? Coach, ask him something he can answer.
True or false? This man is holding up some fingers. Yeah, so that's the one and only time I, in hindsight, looking back, ever got a concussion.
Yeah,
but otherwise, I was a guy who never had problems with them. So
he was a big human.
Some people just lucky like that.
Ray Maaluga.
He was a massive human.
I had beers with him in Hawaii one time.
No, did you?
Yeah,
he's a big
Pro
dude.
Bowl. Went to the Pro Bowl and I snuck into a party, told everybody I was a kicker.
Nice.
And it was good.
Solid.
And then we had beers and hung
worked
out. Yeah, he kept asking me what team I was on, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I had another beer. Let's hang
out. Here
Let's
you go, buddy.
Fun.
Don't worry about where
we're just chilling. Don't
Did
worry
I ever
about
tell you my? Now it makes more sense. Did I ever tell you my Megatron story while I was at the Pro Bowl?
No.
This is a really fun story. I'll tell this, and then we're going to take a break, come back, and talk a bunch about the game and what our plans are here. So I'm at the Pro Bowl. This was probably, well, I know when it was because 10 months after that we had a baby, so it would have been eight years ago. So we're at the Pro Bowl, my wife and I and a couple of my best buddies. I won a free trip there doing football skills contest with Bud Light. And it was cool. It was like kicking field goals, throwing at moving targets and all this stuff. One of them was playing flag football. I was the All-American quarterback the year before in the nation. So it was easy money, right? We're just murdering everybody. And so we're doing this. We get to Hawaii. We're before the game, before the Pro Bowl. And this was the year that everybody got mad at how bad the Pro Bowl was. Remember that year where no one was trying? Yep. And I was at that Pro Bowl. So we are 2.5 hours before the game, maybe. And I'm sitting in a tent with Megatron, with Calvin Johnson. And he's just slamming Bud Lights. Because that's what the whole thing was sponsored by. And we asked him, we said, are you serious? Like, you're going to play in a couple of hours. And he just started laughing. He goes, his exact quote was, nobody takes this damn game seriously anyways except Ray Lewis. That was his answer. And then we just sat there drinking beers with Calvin Johnson. This Packers fan, this is even cooler. So this Packers fan comes walking up, and we're like in this tent. It's like a VIP thing. This Packers fan pulls aside the corner and says, Calvin, you suck! And Calvin Johnson leans back, takes a swig of his Bud Light, and he goes, next year, I'm going to go for 2,000 yards, and I'm going to put a lot of them up on your stupid team. And then he leans back, and what did he do? That was the year that he went for all those yards and broke all the records. Wow. And did all that stuff.
Love it.
It was awesome. But he was so casual about how, no, I'm going to murder the Packers next season. You'll see. Just wait. It was really funny. And then that was Malaluga was there too.
Yeah.
During that as well. And they were, but it was funny. Malaluga, though, wasn't even in the Pro Bowl. He was just out there partying the whole time.
That's classic. That's a solid move right there.
Yeah. That's the right way to go, I think. So that was, I kept telling a lot of people, I kept telling them, and they knew I wasn't, but I kept telling them I was, what's his face? Vanderjack, the liquored up kicker for the Colts. That's who I kept telling people. We met some dude that looked just like Aaron Rodgers, but wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So me and fake Aaron Rodgers and my buddy Wyatt Godfrey, for anybody in Lincoln who knows Wyatt, he's 6'5" and like 330-pound black dude, looks like an offensive lineman. We were standing on the sideline at the Pro Bowl, and like we have all these photos where players are looking back trying to figure out who he is. If he's a player or what he's doing out there, it was awesome. It was
fun. That's fun.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the game a little bit. Then, after that segment, we're going to do 10 seconds, give you a chance. Can you beat, are you smarter than a doctor? Is what we're going to do. And we'll see if you can beat Dane at our contest that we have of wit. So it should be fantastic.
Can't wait.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.